Medusa's, your kiss Medusa's touch. Turn into a pillar of salt, to die now would be perfection. Then my loneliness closes in, so I drink a German wine, and drift in dreams of other lives and greater times. And drift in dreams of other lives and greater times. Grab my mind, drunken thoughts of wounds and men. Why does the devil leave for us this legacy of loneliness, this cry for you, and a dagger's thrust with your hair?
Good evening, everyone. And hello. You're listening to Revision Media at revisionmedia.org. Today is Thursday, December 31, 2020, and this is the Roundtable Unlimited. This and every Thursday, we present Roundtable Unlimited, featuring unlimited moderators, participants, and topics. Listeners are encouraged to call in and join us weekly for our regular round of open forum discussion. And we are ringing in a new year and a new decade, no less, for that matter, here tonight. So I bid wish everyone, it's not over yet, a happy new year, a happy 2021. And, well, let's do a head count out there. I'm your moderator for this evening, Richard Carey. I'm the station manager. I do my show, Arcane Semantics, on Wednesdays.
And hi, Richard. Stephen Douglas Whitener here.
Stephen Douglas Whitener. All right, reporting for roll call. Stephen Douglas Whitener, and he's been affiliated with Revision Media as a host for a while now and contributes to our affiliate platform, RBN, with me as well on Fridays. And then we have Mr. Graham Sutherland, another host of Revision Media, who also co-hosts with me on RBN. Graham, Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you as well, Richard. Yeah, this is what we call Hogmanay. It's a time for great parties and everything in Scotland. Sometimes go on for days.
Are you cutting your wood on an oil drum tonight?
I was chopping up little sticks to get my stove going. It's like minus 5 or 6 here, Richard. And my stove's burning up the sticks as quick as I can get them in.
Ah, okay. That's the noise I'm hearing. And we have Mr. John Church in South Carolina, here with us tonight. And Happy New Year to you, John.
Thank you, sir. Happy New Year, everyone.
Got it.
Yes. Well, let's go around and hear what we have to expect. Maybe I shouldn't say look forward to. Perhaps some of the predictions won't be that positive, but it would be nice if we had some positivity as well. New Year's resolutions are welcome to be asserted as well, gentlemen, but let's go around the room, hear your assessments of 2020, your projections for 2021, whatever. Stephen, why don't you start the evening?
Okay. You caught me just as I put the pickle in my mouth.
I knew it. See, I knew that, and I wanted to mess with you.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Well, as I was telling you guys earlier, my roommate's little dog, Porkchop, he is running, and he's just terrified of the fireworks that are outside now. And he's clinging to me, walking around the house, crawling in my lap. And, you know, he's pitiful, poor little fella. And as I consider the prospects for 2021, I feel much the same way. I'm just terrified of what's coming. I don't know what will be next. Who knows the next shoe to drop? It's like, I feel that I know what the overall plan is that they have for the world. That's the one they've had for a while. How exactly they're going to bring about, I don't know. But maybe, I don't know whether there's going to be war in the near future or if they're just going to keep ramping up this COVID nonsense, you know, or maybe there's a real virus that's actually mutating and it's about to turn deadly on us. Oh, horror. I don't know if that's the case either. It's the most uncertain I've ever been at the turn of a year. You know, I was pretty concerned last year that something like this was coming. You know, I saw all the stuff in China, but at that time, I was afraid of the virus. I was afraid that they really had virus that was like, and it wasn't really the turn of the year. It was probably a little later on in January that it started to look that way, that they had some virus in Wuhan that was 50 or 60 times deadlier than the flu that they had a test for, and it was coming for us. You know, that's what I believe, that it was pretty scary. And it, sure enough, it was headed, whatever it is, it was headed for us. And then I looked into the PCR test, and I realized they were lying about this whole thing. And then it's even scarier, because that means it's just a weapon that they're using to bring about what they call the Great Reset or the Great Extermination. It's a little more accurate description of it, I think. That's the Great Extermination. And it's really begun. The whole thing this year was to wipe out as many old people, sick people as possible, as many small businesses as possible, and to enrich the rich more, make the strong more powerful and the weak weaker. That's exactly what they've tried to do with 2020. And they've succeeded largely. I don't see enough pushback. I don't see, you know, I could not believe, thinking back when Pompeo was up there with Fauci and Trump and Dr. Blinky going along with this, and Pompeo says, we're in the middle of a live exercise. That's a moment that sticks out to me in 2020. It's like, what? You what? It just makes me feel like they're all putting on this show, this WWE kind of, that the politics, international, everything, even the wars are just for show, that they're being pulled, manipulated behind the curtains and just herding us into their smart cities and ramping up their robots to control us so that they can just rule instead of trying to legislate or lead. They want to rule. They don't want to lead us. They want us as their subjects. This planet belongs to them. We're just roaches in their food. That's how it looks to me more and more these days. And, you know, that's kind of my assessment of 2020, and I see more of the same in 2021. I kept hearing since 2017, trust the plan. You know, Q and the Patriots are in control, boy. They're going to fix this. They're going to take the cabal out in the federal, you know, it's going to be happy days are here. Oh, yeah. No. I haven't seen anything along those lines. Just a bunch of hoo-ha, some psyop to contain us, keep us complacent, thinking that we have a hero somewhere that's going to save us. I think that it's like we decided it was going to become the plan. I think that was last night, Richard. And if there's any solution to this, if there's anything to be done, we're going to have to do it. People are going to have to stand up. Be willing to die for freedom, to give up their safety for liberty and the chance that their posterity will have a world to grow up in. And, you know, I'm 60 years old and bad health, man, and I ain't scared to die. What I'm afraid of is living under the system they have planned for me.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to take direct kinetic action against this tyranny, but I'll figure it out. There'll be something. I will not go quietly into that good night. And I don't think any of us will either. You know, I just don't see any of the people on this panel or the friends that I have cowering down and just going along with it. I say there's got to be more of us, though. If we have this many sheep around us wearing all these masks, then we're doomed. You know, I've said it before that sheep do two things. They graze and they stampede. And once they have them grazing, they're in fear for long enough to stampede them against us. You know, especially when Creepy Joe gets in and Kamala. That's when the hammer will come down. And I saw, okay, another thing I saw today, was, and it's been going on for days, Lynn Wood has been tweeting out that Jeffrey Epstein is alive. And that he is, well, he implies that he is singing and that they're going to have justice. There hasn't been justice against any of these people in my lifetime. None of them. So, you know, I don't understand what he's doing. He is a high caliber, you know, well-respected attorney. Yeah, I can't see him just shooting that his mouth off like that. I don't understand why he's saying that. Maybe it's about you. He's talking about Justice Roberts. He's saying that Justice Roberts is compromised and it's because of sick sexual deviant secrets he doesn't want out, basically, and that Epstein had the goods and they have it on him. And all I could think is that there really is a war going on here, that there are at least some small core group of patriots left somewhere that are, you know, lashing out in their death throes, perhaps, that trying to Alinsky the Alinskyites, using their tactics against them, trying to put a bug, an earworm in the ears of the people in Congress and the Senate that, hey, and we know, what do you think we know about you? You know, just trying to put that thought in their mind, perhaps. I don't know if that's the case or not either. You know, I don't have much faith in it. I really don't. I despair for the future and what I see. But then, you know, there are moments... You know, the dog crawling in my lap, sitting here beside me, and playing with the grandkids tonight, and just trying to live my life as best I can despite them. Just kind of, it's the only thing I've got to. At this point, it's the only weapon I've got to play is to flip them off and give them the middle finger. That's the only thing I know to do to fight back. Is to live the best way I can. You know, I've heard it said, living well is the best revenge. And that's the kind I've been trying to take, and that will be my resolution for 2021. If I am going to have one, is that I'm going to live the best way I can, and that'll be the weapon I use against this until another option presents itself, if it does. And with that, gentlemen, I'll pass it on to the next of us. It's great to be with y'all tonight here, the last day of the year. This group and this network has meant a great deal to me in the past few years. It's just an awesome thing. It's one of the things that's kept me going. And I appreciate every one of you. And much love. Have a great new year. I'll mute and let the next one go.
Very well said. Well, who'd like to follow that statement from Stephen?
I can, if you like, Richard. The hysteria is just being ramped up and ramped up and ramped up. I didn't watch the news for a few days, so I was kind of like disconnected really from, you know, what mainstream news is saying. But I've been speaking to some friends, and in England, they're not allowed to, well, they can go to the park for exercise purposes, but the kids are not allowed to play on the, you know, the swings or, you know, roundabouts or whatever, any of the play stuff. The kids are not allowed to play. So you can go to the park and just, like, have a short walk for exercise purposes, but then you've got to go, like, straight back home. It's just absolutely crazy. I'm telling people you can't travel from one area to the next. And I mean, some people just, like, they've got so scared, just so utterly scared and hysterical about the whole situation. They've just barricaded themselves indoors, you know? I mean, I'm expecting suicides. I know there's already been, you know, a bit of a rash of suicides, but I'm expecting a lot more because people are being prevented from, you know, meeting in groups, going to church, speaking to their friends, playing in the park, all of these things. And, of course, travelling to visit relatives. You're not allowed to do that either here. You're not allowed to go and visit anyone. But the thing that really scared me, I have to say, is I seen an advert on the TV yesterday, a commercial. And it was basically saying that it was a travel company, and it was basically saying, jab and go, jab and go. In other words, get your vaccination and you can go to, you know, Spain or, you know, Greece or whatever for your holiday. Jab and go, that's a new buzzword, jab and go. It's absolutely tragic. And an awful lot of people, I mean, I've got one friend whose daughter's ill. And she was diagnosed with COVID-19. This is just in this last week. And, you know, her mother said to me, well, she's 23, by the way. Her daughter's 23. The mother said to me, well, there's something going on because she is ill. You know, she's in bed and I'm giving her, you know, hot honey and lemon drinks and, you know, whatever. And I said, well, it's probably just a seasonal flu. Because the numbers for seasonal flu have absolutely tanked. They've absolutely dropped to the floor. And that's not possible. That is just statistically totally impossible. So it's obvious what they're doing, but they're just doing it anyway. You know, their hand has been revealed, but they're just doing it anyway. Another thing I noticed was a doctor had spoken out in one of these hospitals that was supposed to be overflowing. And said, our wards are empty. Our wards are empty. And they sacked him. But when they sacked him, he got really angry. And he's all over social media saying, they're lying to us, they're lying to us, they're lying to us. Our hospital was not overwhelmed. We weren't even running at 40%. And you'd expect to be running at 110%. You know, like, oversubscribed. Too many patients at this time of the year, normally. But what he said, we're running at barely making 40%. And he said, everyone's going about. It's like everybody knows, the medical staff, most of them know. Most of them actually know there's a scandemic on the go. And they're just like despairing. But of course, they're getting bonuses. They're getting cash bonuses for sitting playing chess and drafts and cards and stuff, because that's what they're doing. They're being told to be quiet and they'll be rewarded. That's what they're doing. So they've never been quieter, and they've never been better off financially. So, yeah, that's what's on my mind. Yeah.
And, John, would you like to take the floor?
Everyone else seems to have gone.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Had a hi there on this old people farm. How y'all doing?
Yeah, good, yeah.
Yeah, ditto to everything. It's hard to wrap up this year. I'm just sort of stumbling along. I got a fraud department of somebody trying to file a claim that they're my employee. It's just somebody that hired to paint, and they file for COVID to reach like unemployment and try to claim me as an employer when it was just somebody had been painting for me a couple of days. I mean, they can go on the claims and I mean all this hidden stuff, you know, that it's boring. You know, this boring part of the business is it's changing, socializing, and it's disheartening as heck. I kind of knew Alex Jones would flip out. He kind of headed toward flip out land and got himself banned again, trying to rant and rave like a man, or speaking about what is it that what leads to submission is humiliation, you know, with the diaper rag on the face and well, Ike saying that, you know, this is. German is basically a German gauntlet, and if everybody knows what the gauntlet is, what Washington did to his army is a punishment that you run between people's legs and you get a stick bigger than your thumb or whatever, and you hit them with it, usually a hickory stick. If you don't hit them hard enough, you got to run through the belt line yourself, you know, between people's legs. And the charge man, or whatever he's called, jabs you with a knife if you slow down, and they run you through there sometimes several times or whatever the penalty is. And then whoever doesn't hit you hard enough has to run through it himself if you go light on your friend or whatever, you know, so that everybody, you know, it's just like what they're doing. It's kind of the Kraut German part, you know, why we hated Germans to begin with has been hidden, but this is, you know, subterfused with China, but it's still just that old German gauntlet of social, what do you call it, engineering, and the humiliation of, well, Alex went on it yesterday with his kickboxer friend, saying this is to take the heart of the people, you know. And I don't want to get down about it, but fighting back, you know, I don't want to be a keyboard champion ranting at the gray screen or whatever, you know. I want to go down to Atlanta, but everybody I know says, you know, that would be a shameful thing for me to do because they're sheep. Yeah. So I feel like an island, you know, that I can't do what my heart does because it would be against the will of everybody I know. The leftist, you know, they say stuff like there's not one shred of evidence that they cheated. It's all a lie. I don't know how to read the news, you know, like that, which is kind of ridiculous. I've been a news junkie for 30 years. I predicted all kind of things over the years, and my aunt and uncle know it because I tell them what's going to happen in a year in advance. They tell me I'm a liar. So, I mean, you know, research like Richard and Graham and Steve, we all do, you know, can be a double-edged sword sometimes. It's kind of caustic to other people. But that's what's going on is the meme culture, you know, the hive and the German Kraut just straight. Alex touched on it the other day and mentioned this is a German tactic. You know, this is just totalitarian, you know, textbook German stuff that showed a shade of cruelty.
Oh, come on. Alex is just catering to his Jewish overlords by trying to demonize Germany every chance he can. I would take with a grain of salt that sort of comment.
No, I mean, it's that faction.
It's not like, I mean, if you look at people being abused by their leaders, okay, Germany is not somewhere. Look, I mean, the Soviet Union, that would be a good place to look, but, I mean, you know, it's clear that Alex wants to please certain people.
Can I interject?
There are certain things that, you know,
are
going to be referenced. But as far as the whole plan, I mean, you mentioned Ike earlier. You mentioned, well, you even mentioned AJ now. But as far as the destruction on the economy, that's something, of course, that is at the heart of all of this. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. But the Davos factor of the West German, he's from Ravensburg, it's a coalition of Jews that, you know, Henry Kissinger and William F. Buckley and goes way back to the Bilderbergs. They come out of that area that was a faction of Jews in Germany that still operates.
Oh, well, yeah. If you look at post-World War II, then, yeah, we do have a stronghold of a lot of these globalists who will be in a lot of those regions, including Germany, sure. And then you look at Brussels right there. And then, of course, well, Davos, we've been hearing so much about as well. But, I mean, yeah, there is. But the way Alex says it, it's implied as pre-1945, you know, as far as demonizing the history of Germany, of totalitarian. I mean, people compare Merkel to Hitler, assuming all of the official narratives, though, of Hitler. you know. And actually, Hitler was a good man, and he was a good leader. Angela Merkel is not nowhere close to that. So, you know. But
can I add something, fellas? Hey, can I add something? I think that the gauntlet you're referring to was had brought over by Hessian mercenaries more. You know, they came out of the Prussian tradition. And in Prussia, their army was literally state-owned slaves. So this was that goes back to, you know, the last century, to the 1800s, when that was going on. It's and yeah, I mean, that's exactly what they're doing to us. If you just look at the tactic and what they tried to do, I mean, it's any military, you know, the Marines or the Army, when they send you to boot camp, is to break you down, humiliate you, and then build you back up the way they want you. They want to destroy us and recreate the new man or the Great Reset the way they want it. You know, they'll say build back better. I understand what you're saying there. You know, we don't have to refight World War II over it. It's just it's a meme, an accepted part of our false history. That part is, but
I don't accept trying to blame. Or compare things to Germany and Hitler every time you turn around and just reinforce that official narrative and move on. Yeah. Because those who did not learn from the past are doomed to repeat it. And if we're supposed to just not correct any of the revisionism which has been made available to us regarding those world wars.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. We had someone else on here. We have someone else on the call, do we?
Yes, Tony Truther.
Tony.
Hey, Tony.
In Northern Virginia. Yes, sir. And I was wanting to interject and get in this. Okay, my mind could go in a million directions with this. And, of course, I felt the knee-jerk reaction, as you did, to correct Brother North Carolina, man.
Brother Church.
John Church.
Brother Church. He just mentioned AJ.
And I love this guy.
Alex mentioning
his contribution.
German totalitarianism. AJ style.
Okay, now, this totalitarianism, like, the problem, okay, just number one, yes, man. Let's get the facts out here. Okay, the Third Reich was a totalitarian regime. Okay. And then you could use the word tyranny, if you will, right? And we can get into that, right? And you could say that was a tyranny, right? To be fair in this, like, nothing, it pales to the Bolsheviks, right?
Okay, wait, if you were a prominent Jew and then you had everything stripped away from you, then I guess you would call it a tyranny. So it's subjective, right? Depend on who's...
No, it's not. It is a tyranny. Tyranny, this is what... And I'm going to say...
So you're telling me that all the German citizens felt like Hitler was...
No, I don't want to.
Tyrannical.
I can branch into too many directions with this. Let me go with my original flow, and then we can work on the nuances and the details of this. Okay. The fact that, and I can't remember who I'm. No, I'm following that, but I don't want to digress from where I'm going, trying to go with this. Okay. And I can't remember who I'm quoting, but I remember because I'm a libertarian at heart, right? Like I don't want to. I want men to be more government means less freedom. More freedom means less government. The problem is that when there are the lesser among us, the lower IQ and I didn't like to use the word IQ because I don't think IQ is really because they're highly intelligent people that also that lack self-control. So I would say that disciplined or controlled people, like if we were all intelligent, but we hated, like, you know, like I say, I've said over and over again, I think it bears repeating, not all evil people are low IQ. And you got to get that through to people, and I'm digressing here, which I didn't intend to, you know, is that just because these people seem smarter, they're high IQ at that, doesn't mean they have your best interest at heart, okay? But that's another subject. But back to the thing with using the Germans as examples of tyranny, as John Church did, and dealing with this situation.
Well,
I
Alex,
can't remember who that I'm,
he was
I'm
really,
quoting.
He was quoting Alex, someone technically.
AJ. Quoting. I can't remember who I'm quoting,
okay.
But I remember someone who had said that, okay, you're either forcing your will on someone else or they're forcing their will on you. There is no in between, right? I don't know who I'm quoting with this. My apologies, but you're either forcing your will on someone else or they're forcing their will on you. So, and this is a truth that I had to come to realize that even from a libertarian mindset, like live and let live, you be free. But here's the thing. Even when it comes to freedom, you actually have to force people to be free. So you want a free society. You want to, just like kicking your kids out of the house. It's like, look, you got to be responsible for your own decision. You have to do your own thing, man. You got to get out of the house. You're 24 now. You know, you could have left at 18. You got to go. I'm putting the foot in you, right? You have to, just like you have to force people into slavery, believe it or not, you have to force people to be free. So there's always, that's what government does, though. That's what it is. It's in the enforcement of the whole thing. So and like I would tell people, I'm a libertarian at heart, but you can't get there from here. And that's why I see the National Socialist model as a better step towards that. For one simple reason is this. If we're nationalistic, there are evil forces out there that want to see mayhem, everything, that want to use us and herd us like sheep and cattle, right? But if we're actually herded according to our interests, or which many times lines up with your ethnicity and your race, you're going to find that you have like, whoa, lo and behold, I have the same ideas and interests, because you inherit your brain just like you do the rest of your body, okay? And then those people get together and they focus on their self-improvement, then it's harder for those that are against your self-improvement, which is their improvement, which is using you like sheep and cattle. And the communist models and all the other models, so yeah, you have to force people, and I'm not even saying that they were forcing, that the Third Reich was forcing people to be free, but it's actually not the best example of tyranny when you look at the Bolsheviks and everything, because keep this in mind, everybody's not going to agree, right? But the people of Germany, Hitler was voted in. I don't know if someone can set me straight on the Bolsheviks and all that. I don't know that they were. I don't know if there was anything after that. I don't know. Honestly, I'd be speaking ignorantly. I would speak to it. It was a violent revolution. Am I not mistaken on that? So that's where I would say where I think that John Church is wrong. But on the same token, you can't even get freedom without forcing it. I mean, that's why we had to write it into the law in the Bill of Rights. You know, to make it like, here, you can't vote this away. You can't vote away your freedom. We're not supposed to be able to, right? They're supposed to actually have to amend the, you know, of course, obviously, with the checks and balances, if you get enough of a majority, and that's what they're doing by importing them. But anyway, if anyone wants to comment on that.
Well, they have taken those freedoms away by regulation, by those unconstitutional bureaucracies and agencies that they've added to the federal government that are mentioned nowhere there. And yeah, I cling to the Constitution as it stands, but over the next month, it's going to either prove itself or die. This is the test of our Constitution right now with this election. It will either prove itself, or it's going to disintegrate. And then what after that? Well, I might tend to agree with you that that's the best system for us.
No, Banana, I agree with you. I think this is it. I think this is the turning point. They get away with stealing this election. But even I look at our own people who so-called call themselves conservative, and the manipulation, like your concern, for example, that something that happened in World War II and how John Church is taking that, which is already a mountain that they built, which is something that's false, versus in our everyday language and speech, it just disgusts me. And you hear people even that were for Trump for this, that if he overturns the election, how is he overturning it? It's never been certified. CNN does not certify an election. They can't certify a football game. They can't call one play in a football game, right? This is ridiculous and absurd, right? So if in fact it shows that in fact, even if it plays out like it should, that Trump did get most of the votes, that he did actually win this, right? He's not overturned anything. But we use their language. We buy into their – it's just unbelievable. If he steals it, overturns it, right? Notice how they've shifted the burden.
Yeah, he won, plain and simple. And he won that election.
Yeah, he won.
Mm-hmm.
They cheated.
And, yep,
and the
absolutely.
Evidence is overwhelming.
And if that stands, we will become the USSR, I believe. I mean, it's over. Yeah, that's it. If that stands, there will never be another election in this country that matters. I'm not sure that the ones that we've had recently mattered, but I do think Trump was a surprise.
And not only that, let me just say, I hate saying this stuff, because like, I'm not promoting it. I'm not for it. I'm just an observer that says that it's inevitable. And you look at South America, okay. I think they use the term banana republic or whatever, man, where there's no legitimacy, right? Like, you look at, okay, look at, let me say this about Rudy Giuliani, man. He put a lot of mob guys behind bars, man. He basically decimated the mob, okay, in New York, legally. And he did it, and I'm not trying to do, because I've seen him in drag and all kind of shit that just seems that I'm not here to promote him, but he was seen as legit. The only reason nobody ever killed him, man, is because you're legitimate. It's like when you're a righteous man and you're standing up against something or whatever, it's like, oh, okay, we're bad guys. You're a bad guy. Okay, if I'm a bad guy, I'll hurt another bad guy. But it's like, I think twice, because people do actually have a conscience like, yeah, okay, you know, this is not a bad guy. When your government is seen as a bad people, when they realize, hey, you're just another mob, you're just another guy with a gun, man, who's out here shaking me down, who's destroying my business, destroying my life, doing all this and everything like that, man. There's no respect there. They don't realize that the respect and legitimacy of the government is what gives them the protection that they have. They don't realize that when this thing goes like South America, they kill judges down there. They kill prosecutors. They kill them. Right?
Yes.
It's an everyday occurrence, yep. Right? And you have massive cartels, drug lords, warlords, whatever hell you want to call them, you end up with these organizations and these structures, okay, of criminal elements with hierarchy that have no problem with killing government officials. We haven't seen that on any type of scale in this country. Okay.
Not scale. You're right. Not on the type of scale, but we have seen much of the same thing with MENA, Arkansas, and the Clintonistas out in Arkansas with they killed Barry Seals, who was one of their runners. You know, they have killed some people. They killed that journalist that was exposing it. What was his name? Gary Webb, maybe? I think that was his name. But
yeah, but I'm
you're
talking
right.
About
not on the same scale. Yeah, the judges, I can't
I'm
think of
prosecutors and judges. Rich. The Supreme Court. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue. Forgive me.
They killed Seth Rich.
Yes, they did. And that, just recently, they killed a judge that, not a judge, but someone, a FedEx agent. They were dressed in FedEx clothes, and they came up to their house, and it was either the judge's son or something they killed. So that's starting here right now. It's not been on nearly the same scale as in Mexico.
That's right.
South America.
That's
you're right.
Right.
But it's starting right now.
Hey,
and,
welcome.
And, you know, I would say that.
Welcome to the conversation. Mr. Roadworthy, John Roadworthy in South Carolina, joining us. Happy New Year, sir.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah,
how
what's,
are we?
What's been on your mind? I hope you're having a, trying to have a positive perspective toward the new year, John.
I'm interested to see, you know, how things turn out. I apologize. I'm out here doing a little work on the truck. I thought I'd give you guys a call. Steve had texted me the number, so I'm glad to hear from anybody. I really don't have a huge report on things other than what I've been reading. I know something came out about Seth Rich today, and that's what when they were talking about killing judges and killing people, that's what made me think of that. They can prove that Seth Rich demanded payment from WikiLeaks. Somehow they went in there. Seth Rich definitely has had ties to WikiLeaks and the DNC dump documents. I had heard that they were supposed to be releasing some more WikiLeaks stuff here in the next few days.
So that came from WikiLeaks? Did that come from WikiLeaks?
I think it came from a journalist that did some sleuthing. Not sure if it came from actual WikiLeaks, but they did get into his computer and they did find the email demanding payment from WikiLeaks for the documents. And I'm surprised that it hasn't been reported more. Let's see if I can.
Yeah, this is my first hearing this. If you're What I find interesting about him is that, okay, he was found dead, but he had all his money and jewelry and shit on him. And so they do that on purpose, by the way, right? Like, it's like, oh, it was a mugging, murder, whatever. But they do that, like, they know, like, if they didn't want it to be obvious, they would have taken his wallet and all this shit, and it's like, oh, he was a mugging. Because it happens all the time, right, in the district, right? That was the sentiment. Oh, and the last thing I heard, this is interesting, the first time I heard Seth Rich thing was the last cellmate that Jeffrey Epstein had died of COVID. Is anyone familiar with this story?
I have heard that too, yeah. That they had blamed Marianne off Gilligan's
Island. Like,
how
coincidental, man. How coincidental. It's like, it's right there. It's in your face. Like, they're getting off on what they're doing. Like, to anybody that's following it, that, like, that has any, you know, it's in your face. And it's like, ha ha, they're sheep, they're cattle, and we're, you know.
Yes, I agree with you.
You're just a smart cow and a smart sheep in the middle of this thing of the people that are playing. I know who's playing 3D chess, and it ain't Trump.
Yeah.
No, he got played, man. He got played, man. I mean, but, you know.
It appears that you're right. What do you guys make of Lynn Woods saying Epstein's still alive? Do you think that he's just, I can't understand why he would do that. I mean, it just blows my mind. I mean, you remember all those things?
I don't know who he is.
He's an attorney who was one of the ones along with Sidney Powell and Giuliani that were out filing lawsuits about the election. High-powered attorney.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very, very, very successful attorney. And after all those memes where they say Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, now he's been coming out and saying that not only is Jeffrey Epstein alive, but that he has been singing about Justice John Roberts. He's been calling out Justice John Roberts, saying, we know what you did, basically. We got the goods on you, and you should be shaking
in
your boots.
What did he do, something gay?
It has something to do with the sexual. I don't know exactly what.
No.
He wasn't.
It has to do with him adopting. Listen. It has to do with him adopting children through Seth Rich and Ghislaine Maxwell. I saw that this morning. I didn't see Lynn Wood said anything, but they can prove that.
But we need sources because I can't find. Let me just.
Right.
Let me say this. Sorry to interrupt. That listen to RBN and who was it? The guy he filled in for Stedman. I haven't kept up with all your shows, Richard. I'm sorry. I just can't keep up with it. Forgive me. But it was a guy filling in. He's usually one of the co-hosts with Ted Miller, but he filled in and he plays that clip with the woman with the palsy
after
the vaccines. And
yeah,
I tried to find it on YouTube because I'm trying to show people I work with. I couldn't find it.
I found the clip that he played. If I could send it to you. Yeah, I found the clip he played.
Yes, please, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, that's the nurse who does a show Sunday night, Steve Elkins.
Yeah,
good guy.
Because I was trying to share it with coworkers, and so I did a YouTube search thinking I'd find it, and I'm trying to share this with coworkers, and I kept getting all this shit saying that it was conspiracy bullshit and making me look bad. And I'm like, which it doesn't make me look bad, because even if that was one false story, I don't even know that. Come on. If you can't think for yourself, I mean, I'm kind of more relaxed, gentlemen, to be totally honest with you, in dealing with people, because now I'm realizing that, like, some people don't want to be woke up. They don't want to.
You're right.
There's a lot of times things that the media, also Google, Twitter, they get through the filters or whatever, and then Google or Twitter has to go in there and take that stuff down because they say, no, that's just a conspiracy theory. That's just a conspiracy theory. So some of it, I mean, we have to start, I guess, thinking for ourselves. But, you know, just like now, I'm reading, this is the latest about pro-Trump lawyer tries to implicate Chief Justice John Roberts in murder and pedophilia. But that's an article that claims all that stuff with John Roberts is nothing but a conspiracy theory, you know. Some of these guys are connected, and so when Google lets articles like from liberal sites stand,
without any proof or anything, but then they turn around if it's a conservative site or if it's any kind of claim or whatever. Nope, that's just a conspiracy theory. That's just a conspiracy theory. We're taking that down. So it's censorship. There's a lot of censorship going on. Did I lose you?
No. No, yeah.
Oh.
You're still here.
You're still here. Thanks.
It's just hard. I see these articles. I have an aggregate, it's an app. A lot of people have it, Drudge, but I don't look at Drudge. I look at like things called Liberty Daily. Well, I'll see an article on Liberty Daily, and then I go to find it and read about it. No, this is nothing but a conspiracy theory. Nothing but a conspiracy theory. Here's somebody, Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, predicts Mike Pence will throw out 6 Biden elector slates. You know, these are headlines I'm reading about. Pence asks judge to reject GOP congressman's elector lawsuit. So there we go with Pence. Dominion CEO lied, said the voting machines are not connected to the internet. These are things that Liberty Daily puts out. And then sometimes when I go to actually get where I got that from, the actual article, Google will have taken it down, or wherever, Twitter will have taken it down and claim it's nothing but conspiracy. But I go through Liberty Daily, Breitbart, Gateway Pundit, Bongino Report. And then, of course, just with what I see out there on the road, you know, on my travels. I've been kind of keeping to myself lately with the Christmas. I was stranded out there on Vail Pass for 25 hours. They wouldn't let me go over because I was too light. That's okay. But I didn't have much of an internet connection out there. So I play devil's advocate myself. I try to think about, you know, this whole thing with Seth Rich. That's what gets me. You know, I read about that this morning, that they came out, they saw the emails, and now Twitter's trying to claim that it's a made-up story by a user, and a federal judge is going to demand that Twitter release his identity because they're forged documents. Well, how do you forge something with IP addresses tying, you know, how would that person get the same IP address as WikiLeaks and Seth Rich? That sounds to me like that would have to be one extremely brilliant human being to do that, or it's just as simple for Twitter or a judge to go and say, nope, that's a conspiracy theory. We're going to out the person who reported this.
It's exactly what they said in 1984, where they told the people not to believe their own eyes and ears, but to believe what the party told them. Well, it came down to when the guy's holding, how many fingers is he holding up, 4 or 5? And you can see 4 fingers, and, you know, that's what the whole thing was about there with him. But it's in even everything that they were told. And that's what they're doing to us. Now, they come out with blatant, obvious lies that, you know, you and I can see through, and they expect, like, saying that this is, it's just Trump is just a sore loser because he lost, and this is just brainwashing his followers into thinking there's election fraud and there's no evidence of it, when we can see the evidence of it with our own fucking eyes. Fauci, man, Fauci. So we use that for a cuss word, Richard suggested. I think it sounds excellent as a curse word. Fauci.
Yeah. We got
five. I think it's indicative of fear in the populace. You know, I've listened to John Church talk about being locked up and this type of thing, and I'll put this out there. I've been locked up before. Okay, I'm not a big man. I'm not big, strong. I don't have an intimidating presence or anything like this. But I learned, it's something you learn right away. You get locked up, you're in a cell, you're with other people, man. I don't care if you feel like you're about to shit your pants. You can never show that, ever. You only can show anything but strength. And I've actually learned later in life that women are just as bad, probably worse. You can't show them. It's a, and the whole thing is a mind game, man. Is what it is. And this, I think John Church talked about submissiveness earlier and this type of thing. And so they know that they're wielding, like, it's a fear of authority. And they've even done tests like this, right? Where they get people to shock somebody against the whole, I don't know, I can't remember it. Anybody's familiar with it would know it.
An experiment.
And yeah, and what you're talking about with, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Are you talking about lobotomies?
No, not lobotomies. They did these experiments, for example, where, okay, they said, look, we're doing these tests on these people, whether they're lying or not, and basically you have to shock them. You don't see the person, they're in the other room. And they actually, of course, they simulated this because this is America, right? Like in another country, they just have you shocking them from, right? But because they did these experiments in America, and the authority figure is telling them to keep shocking that person, and even though you hear them screaming and begging you not to shock them, and I forget what the scenario is, and they found that like so many people, because the authority told them to do it, they were doing it, even though they were getting the feedback that they were inflicting this immense, which they actually weren't because it was America, but in another country, they wouldn't give a shit, right? You know what I'm saying? Where they did these tests and the fear and it's everything. Well, even like in a prison institution, for example, again, right? I've never been to prison, but I've been locked up, I've been in jail and stuff like that. So to a degree, you have to fear them. You greatly outnumber the staff, right? So they have to, and they know, this is the thing, right? They know you're a criminal, right? I'm not, but I'm saying I did stupid shit in my youth, okay? But, you know, they know that we're dealing with hardcore criminal fucking badass hard motherfuckers, right? They're not going to, like, just be nice to you because that's the right thing to do because they don't do the right thing. That's why they're in there, right? So they have to instill fear. Like, oh, if this thing goes bad, you know, you don't want to be messing with the COs and this and that. Of course, all that, who knows where that shit is now. They've totally fucked me. They got women and men's institutions. And I was just going to give something away about my life, and I'm almost by accident. But, like, you know, I know some people that are locked up, and I talk to them. And, you know, and I'm like, yeah, the same thing, man, right? You know, they called me from prison. And I'm like, I said, look, I got to be honest. This whole female CO thing, it's bullshit. And I'm like, if you're a female CO, what the hell are you doing in that job, right? If the best case scenario, you must love the attention, right? Because no matter how unattractive you are, whatever, it's like, man, it's just, I'm looking, and I don't even know why I'm going sidetracking with all this, but I guess it would tie back to the submissiveness, the nature. I would say we're being feminized, I guess is what I'm going to say. Yeah. And I'm going to say, look, I'm just going to throw it out there, like with dealing with women and shit, because I'm like, I'm back in the game, okay? So I'm back in the game. And I'm just like seeing these parallels like I didn't see before, like equating with society. I mean, number one, I'll just tell you this. Women are not attracted to men that they see as soft. Where that whole nice, that's why you hear the nice guy thing. It's not about being nice. You can be a nice guy. You just can't be soft, right? And you may think that being really nice and this and that, and being soft, and this came to me the other day, like why guys don't see it. And why it doesn't work, and why actually, that's in some ways we may be right for a Fuhrer, for a dominant masculine male figure to step up, and people could, because that's where they fucked up. Like Joe Biden is nothing, and neither is Trump. For all he's a false masculinity. If somebody really stood, but that's another topic, right? That stood up with this masculine energy, but that's what women are attracted to. And when you're soft and everything you're being told, like, please, no, you be cold, hard as a stone, and that's exactly it. You're willing to walk away, and you win. You win because you have the stick, man. Mm-hmm. But when you don't see that, you don't realize that, and that's why we've been so feminized. And, no, this is what I'm saying. Oh, here's the example I was going to give, right, because people don't see this, right? Because as men, you know, we're very logical, plus we're, like, very physical. Like, if it looks good, right? It looks good, right? Whereas if you believe the Bible narrative, it's like, well, women listen to the snake, right? And that type of thing. And so, yeah, they're not – so, oh, this is the best – I'm sorry. I got all over the place with this. My mind's going a million directions. This is it, ready? If you're a man and you're soft, you may think, oh, you're being a nice guy, you're being this or that – This is what you look like to a woman. I'm going to give you the perfect analysis. Okay? How many people, have you ever seen a woman bodybuilder? Now,
yeah.
Some of them, they're wonderful people. The discipline, the mind, everything they got. How can I not, when your discipline is great, all this and that. But this is the simple fact of the matter is that I'm not attracted to something that's stronger than me. Because I'm a man and I'm masculine and you need to be feminine and whatever that is, we can go round and round. It ain't stronger than me. Well, I'm here to tell you, dude, no matter what the hell women say and whatever shit comes out of their mouth, whatever, you can't listen to what they say. Yeah, they're going to say they like nice, this, that, whatever, man. You, when you're a soft, weak man who doesn't have a backbone, who doesn't stand up for himself and doesn't speak shit because he's thought it out, and like, I have a stand on this. I'm against this. I'm for this. This is what I am. When you don't do that and you just like, oh, like if you like you know, like if she criticizes you, you know, like you say you like UFC, for example, and she criticizes right. that. Oh, that's violent. It's brutal. It's barbaric, man. If you back off on that, you're just like the female bodybuilder. Like when you look at a female bodybuilder,
that is
you're
a good,
like, yeah,
that is a good point. And I mean, it relates, like you say, to world or national. National leaders, potentially as well. And of course, yes, Trump isn't really much different than Biden in the grand scheme and the metaphor you give us there, Tony. I just was going to try to get you to wrap up because I wanted to make a little other point here before the end of the hour.
Let me add one more thing to this, man. It's masculine energy. You can say whatever you want, man. Feminine energy can drag us down. But as far as pulling us out of any of this shit, it will take masculine energy and a super masculine figure, which is kind of ironic because you don't think of the Fuhrer that way necessarily from looking at him, but he was.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. He was indeed. I might do a bit of a...
The Fuhrer was an extremely well... he was a very... good orator also. He had a way of raising his voice at the right time, lowering his voice. He knew how to speak to crowds.
Oh yes. A master speaker.
But he didn't carry any feminine energy, dude.
No, well listen, gentlemen, I hate
that's,
to cut
that's
it
what you see in the communist leftist.
I hate to cut it short. Oh, it's cool. I was going to kind of cut the round table short here for the new year. I actually just wanted also to announce that I might do a change in the times for the roundtable for the new year. It might be a little earlier. It might be actually a little later. I don't know. I mean, 1 hour at this time has been interesting, but perhaps a bit later in the evening. Some people could, I know... it might be too late for some. I'm not sure, but we might be adding someone to the schedule is the thing, and so we might try that out in the time slot of the roundtable. So regardless, there will be content to listen to during these hours starting next week either way. And if this does work out, then we may have to shift the roundtable where it's able to fit, basically. But... it doesn't mean you can't still contribute during these hours, even if it's not a roundtable in a different show. But
if you want my opinion on that, which is probably easier if I emailed and did all this kind of thing, the later is the better because you have the East Coast, West Coast thing.
Yeah.
And people are going to listen, and the more lively it is, and it people want to continue to go, and so it's how late they're going, depending on what time zone they're in.
All right.
But I think later time slot, a later time slot affords more people that, because who knows how many people would want to contribute, particularly, like, I don't know what time is it now. It's 8, it's almost 9 o'clock, which is like, which is only, what, 6 o'clock on the West Coast. You might still be on the road.
Well, hopefully we might catch some on the East Coast nonetheless. Like, Stephen, I know you usually go to sleep pretty early, but even if we do have it later, maybe once in a while we'll catch you a bit. And we'll see how it goes, but
it varies. Some nights I don't sleep at all, to be honest. But yeah, okay. I
All right. What's up in the air, then?
You get a lively enough round table, and it'll go into overtime, man.
All right, gentlemen. Well,
yeah.
I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, yeah. Hey,
and,
Happy New Year.
Glad to hear from you all.
But tune in next week, and if we have this other show, then we'll have the round table after it.
We'll just
later
post
in the evening.
It on the home page, and I'll remember to look for it.
Yeah, I'll be sure to put it on the schedule, absolutely. And, maybe a promo on the homepage as well. Good idea. All right, gentlemen. Well, Happy New Year, and we'll see you here next week.
See you guys next year.
Cheers. Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Your kiss, Medusa's touch, turn into a pillar of salt. To die now would be perfection. Then my loneliness closes in, so I drink a German wine and drift in dreams of other lives and greater times. And drift in dreams of other lives and greater times. Grab my mind, drunken thoughts of wounds and men. Why does the devil leave for us this legacy of loneliness, this crime?